For the second year in a row, there was an increase in the amount of oil flowing down the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. That's according to its operator, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. Alyeska announced today that the pipeline's average throughput went up by about 10,000 barrels per day in 2017 compared to 2016. Michelle Egan is a spokesperson for Alyeska.
When we see 2 years in a row of increase, it gives us lots of optimism for the state of Alaska and also for pipeline operations going forward.
North Slope oil production declined steadily starting in the late 1980s. Before 2016, the last uptick in pipeline throughput was in 2002. Back then, it carried more than 1 million barrels per day. In 2017, it was closer to half that amount. The pipeline was designed to carry much higher volumes of oil. In 2011, Alyeska released a study raising questions about whether it can keep operating below about 300,000 barrels per day. Egan says 2 years of increased throughput gives Alyeska some breathing room.
Decline and low throughput creates a lot of technical challenges for us. So anything that can happen to slow that is a big help, and increases are very useful.
Mark Wiggin, Deputy Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, says the increase is due to a combination of factors. Wiggin says newer oil fields west of Prudhoe Bay are doing better than expected. He also says companies have managed to get oil out of old fields like Prudhoe Bay more efficiently.
I think the takeaway is that the industry figured out how, in a very, very challenging price environment, to do some good work.
The state of Alaska projects North Slope oil production will continue to go up this year, but then begin to decline again in 2019.